3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
It's Fabulous.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Comma, comma, down, doo-dee-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Well, we just gave away the theme for today's show. It's Exfabula Radio, part of Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM. I am Bruce Winter. She is Leah Delaney, Exfabula co-founder. How are you?
I'm excellent.
I can't stop singing that song when you start playing it.
It becomes a brainworm, doesn't it?
This ain't that breaking up. You know, it's like probably the most nasal song I've ever heard, too. Good old Neil and his nasal singing.
Hey, it worked for him.
It did. It did. He won. Yes, the theme today, no surprise anymore, is breaking up is hard to do.
You won't get me to sing. Nope.
Okay, take it, Bruce. Okay, I'll bring it back to myself. So we brought stories today about breaking up. Do you have any personal stories regarding breaking up?
Nothing to share.
I do, actually, really quickly, since you asked. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. But back in college, I broke up with this guy, and he was a really decent dude. You know, my parents liked him, all that great stuff. Good old Brady. And but Brady was in a band, and Leah started having eyes for the other band members.
Ooh.
So basically what I told him, and I thought I was completely just in saying this, I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't think this is working out, but your friend Paul, what's he doing? Like, I for whatever reason, I thought that was okay.
Well, you know, the thing about rock and roll bands is all you have to hear is the three magic words from a band member, and that is, I play bass.
Yes. Rawr. So today we have a couple stories about breaking up and not necessarily love relationships. In fact, this first one is regarding friendships. And what I've said for a million years is, you know, good old Cosmo can read all about how to break up with somebody, but they will never tell you exactly how to deal with a friend that you might want to break up with. So let's listen to our first story. This is from Emily Jamar. This was told at our Last Straw Slam, which was in April. Here's Emily.
I always knew my life was going to get a little bit crazier when I started hiring people off Friendslist. I hired people off Friendslist to be personal care assistants for me. So I literally call them my arms and legs as they help me do everything from get up in the morning to go to bed drunk at night. So it's a very serious job because my life is in their hands, but it's also not your average caregiving job by any means. So this girl applied to work for me, and I decided to interview her. And since I don't care for my life, I interviewed her alone in my apartment. But thankfully, I didn't get murdered, and it went well, and I ended up hiring her. During her first shift, things seemed to be going okay, until she told me that the only reason she really applied to work for me was because I was cute. And I thought that was a little weird, but I was like, whatever, maybe she's just quirky. And the more she started working for me, the more she talked about her sex life in detail every single shift. So I thought that was a little weird, and it got old pretty fast. But the more I got to know her, she actually turned out to be a pretty cool person. She would end up staying late after her shift. We'd go get coffee. We'd hang out with my boyfriend. We would just do things outside of her working for me, even though she still was my employee. So one day she got back from vacation, and she said, you know, why don't we go on vacation together? And I impulsively said, okay, sure. So we got the cheapest tickets we could find, and they happened to be to Nashville, Tennessee. So the night before we left, I sat her down and talked to her, and I said, you know, you're pretty much the only person I'm going to know in that city, and it's your job to take care of me. So can you please take care of yourself and make sure that you eat and drink so that you can take care of me too? And she said, sure, because that's a pretty reasonable request. And then that quickly went out the window. So we decided to stay up all night drinking before our flight at 5 a.m. And as we got to the airport, she was pretty annoyed, honestly being a total bitch to me. And I just kept asking her, hey, do you need to lay down? Do you need to eat something? and she refused for the rest of the trip. So we got to Nashville, and things got so much worse. And we got to our Airbnb and instantly got in a huge fight. Tears were shed, chairs were literally thrown. Not mine, though, don't worry. And by the end of the trip, I spent most of it intoxicated just to get through. So we landed in Milwaukee, and I decided to not put her on the schedule for a while. I guess you could say we were on a break. At this point, I was pretty fed up. I mean, it wasn't just that she didn't really take care of me on a trip that she was paid for. It wasn't that she talked about her sex life nonstop. It wasn't really that she was seeing my boyfriend behind my back. I mean, that was a thing, too. But at the end of the day, there was one thing that really made me have my final straw moment. I came home from work one night, and I was just eating dinner, trying to relax, and I was startled because someone walked into my apartment. And what do you know? It's her. And I said, "What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here." And she said, "I thought you wouldn't be home." So at this point, I was terrified. I realized that every boundary, professional or otherwise, was done, and that I had no control over the situation. So I made her come back over. She fought with me. She threatened to sue me. But I got the courage to fire her right there, and it was honestly one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But the story doesn't end there. I'm drinking coffee with her next week.
And that was Emily J. Marr's story from our last straw.
Yeah, if you thought you were going to get teenage romance breakup stories here today, no.
Not necessarily.
No. That's a I don't want to say poignant story, but something that I suppose you and I have never had to experience what she went through. And so that's a unique perspective.
It is. And, you know, I love her sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
She deals with arthritis on a daily basis and is incapable of, you know, handling a lot of things by herself. So therein lies the caretaker. But I, you know, when she got up and she told her story, it was just, she has such a great levity to the whole situation that I really appreciated and such. So
it was good.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. I hope she comes back and tells another story at some point for sure.
What about Sculpture Milwaukee? Has that happened yet?
What about it?
Yeah.
Well, it's happening starting today.
Okay.
We had our first round of Sculpture Milwaukee tours. Basically, a couple of our ex-fabulous storytellers are taking tours around Wisconsin Avenue to all the new sculptures, the outdoor sculptures that have been put out. And they're telling stories in regards to the relationship to the theme of those sculptures. So today was the first day. We are running more tours next week. So if you want any more information about that, definitely go to exfabula.org for that.
All right. Story number two today.
Oh, my glob. This one is from Catherine Beale. She also told this at our last straw story slam. Let's listen to Catherine's story.
So when I was younger, I was very... I didn't have a lot of dating experience. I dated one person in high school. I went to school in New York, and anyone that lives in New York knows how hard it is to meet anybody, you know, besides someone that you date. So I didn't date anyone for years. And I moved back here, and I worked at a place downtown, and I met a guy that worked, I worked there full time, he worked there one day a week, and he was very charming, and he asked me out on a date, and I had only been on one other date in my whole life, so I was really like, wow, someone likes me. And we went to see, I meant to look it up, we went to see this Bogart Bacall movie. It was the one where she says, you know, put your lips together and blow, that one. And so the next work day, these flowers arrived at work, and it was with that quote, and it was anonymous. I knew who they were from, of course, and everybody was like, "Ooh, did you get the flowers from?" And I didn't want to say who it was because I didn't want to say it was someone that we worked with. And eventually, you know, it came out. So we dated for a while, and I was very young. I don't know the age range of people here, but I don't want to put anyone off. But I was 23. I think that's pretty young and naive, at least for me. And I thought, you know, like, you know, I can change this person, whatever. So, regardless, to say the relationship didn't end how I thought it was going to end. And one night we were out at a friend's going away party, and he left the bar abruptly, and I followed him out, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "You should stay away from me. Just stay away from me." I said, "What's wrong? What's going on?" "I got someone pregnant." I said, "Oh, okay." You know, so skip the rest of that story. But we still worked together, and one day we were outside, and he came up to me, and he said, "You know what, I really just want to apologize to you. I really treated you wrongly, and I really did wrong by you." And I said, "You know what, I really appreciate that, you know." And I thought, you know, you're forgiven. I'm past this. That's fine. So fast forward a couple years, a friend and I are out. We're out after work. We leave this bar. We're at Walker's Point. We come around the corner. Oh, I forgot to say the part where he married the woman that he knocked up. So we round the corner to get to our car, and lo and behold, who's got this woman up against the wall? Now, I couldn't pick his wife out of a lineup, but I know that wasn't her. So I walked up behind him, and I just whispered in his ear, "Be careful this time." And then we got in her car, and she said, "What was that all about?" And I said, "Let me tell you a story."
And that was Catherine Beal with her breakup story.
You know, you often have workshops on how to construct a story. And what this one has that kicker at the end that you just didn't expect. And I went, man, that is so good. She knows how to tell a story.
It Excellent. Was so creepy, though, too.
Oh, it was, yeah.
It creeped
me
out, and I was laughing at the same time and clapping. It's fantastic. So thank you, Emily and Catherine, for your breakup situations, whether they be horrible or wonderful. They're all welcome here at Exfabula. Love your stories. We have our new themes coming out pretty soon for our Season 10 Story Slams. We had our contest, and then it's been wrapped up. And
can you believe you've been at this for 10 years already?
Bah! Yes and no, but no, more so no.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. It's been a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to continue for at least 10 more. And if you're interested in helping us go another 10 more, there's always Exfabula memberships available, and those are available all year round. We have different levels you can partake in. Definitely go to exfabula.org for that, as well as our Sculpture Milwaukee event happening this weekend and next. Get your tickets. And everything story related you will find at exfabula.org.
And you will find today's stories if you want to listen again or share with friends at WUWM.com. And we are here on the radio every weekend about this time, 3 Cabo o'clock hour,
down,
part of
do
Lake Effect
do
Weekend.
Down, down.
And we'll go out with Neil Delaney here. See you next week.
Kissed me all through the night. up is hard to do.